All right. Welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Thursday, April the 4th, 2024. 4/4/24. Sounds like a pretty good day, right? It's also Friday Eve, as some people like to call it. Plus, it's National Hug a News Person Day. But with all the PC-ness going around, be very careful with that. It's also National Burrito Day, a popular Mexican dish, of course, that has become one of the most popular dishes in America, with a cafe in Los Angeles credited as the first place in the country to offer a burrito on its menu sometime in the 1930s. So the burrito has been around, in the United States anyway, at least, or nearly, I should say, 100 years. On a more serious and newsworthy note, today is the 56th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination.
The nation tonight is mourning the death of Martin Luther King. The 39-year-old Baptist minister and Nobel Peace Prize winner was shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee, the victim of a sniper's bullet in the neck. King was standing on the balcony of his Memphis hotel room when he was fatally struck.
That's a guy named Charles Garrett, 56 years ago today, on WABC Radio in New York, the mighty WABC, where I had one of my very, very first behind-the-scenes radio jobs. And if you're traveling today, more than 1,000 flights have been canceled due to severe weather, including tornadoes. Dozens of tornadoes reported in multiple states in the Midwest and the Northeast. One person was killed near Philadelphia, another in Kentucky. And in Washington, the Biden administration is playing defense on former President Trump's border bloodbath and immigration comments earlier this week.
Why don't we let the judicial process play out here before we start making grandiose bumper sticker comments about what this says about the border? The president's confident that throughout the interagency, DHS, intelligence community, that we're doing everything we can to be as vigilant as we can.
We're hearing clearly awful rhetoric from the other side. But what we know, what this president believes, and you've heard this president say this before, is that we know immigrants strengthen our country and our economy as well. We have to denounce any violent rhetoric that we hear, certainly from our leaders, right, that tears our country apart. It could tear up our country apart and puts our fellow Americans in harm's way.
So the violent rhetoric is more important than the violence killing Americans. It's a grandiose bumper sticker, if I'm quoting Kirby. Can you believe this?
Well, unfortunately, I can from this administration. Look, I think what President Trump is saying is a reflection of what a lot of Americans are thinking is, when is this going to stop? We continue to hear incident after incident of the violent consequences of what's occurring because of the southern border policies of this administration. So I think that's a reflection. Now, when the White House says, look, they're doing everything that they can or they have all the confidence in the world, that's simply not true. They're not doing everything that they can. If they did everything they could, we would see the border closed. We would see the numbers of illegal apprehensions drop. We would see the number of known suspected terrorists drop. We would see metrics to demonstrate to the American people that actually the administration is taking action. They haven't taken any action for 3 years or not. And I think it's also interesting that during the White House spokesperson continues to conflate terminology, right? What we're talking about, what the former President Trump is talking about is illegal immigrants, illegal aliens coming into the United States. What the White House continues to say is that immigrants are an important part of this country. I don't think anyone would disagree, as long as they come here legally. And of course, they don't make that distinction. They don't actually say legal or illegal, because they lump it all together and want the American people to think it that way as well.
That's former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf on with Bianca De La Garza.
What I'm really worried about is all the assistance they'll get through funding that our government provides from the NGOs, non-governmental agencies. They've set up camps. When people are like this are coming up, you know it, Chad. Our viewers maybe don't know it, but there will be legal assistance. There'll be full-on camps there where they can shower, get fresh things. This is even before they get into our country, where after, of course, we know you get a prepaid debit card and a great place to live.
Well, that's right. You know, despite all the outrage, despite us talking about this each and every day, and most Americans shaking their head and saying something needs to change along that border, there's not much that has changed along that border, unfortunately, in the last 3 years. So business as usual, if you're the cartels or you're these NGOs that are receiving taxpayer-funded dollars that is there to transport and shelter and take care of these migrants once they come into the United States. We go back to the main priority of this administration continues to be processing more and more of these folks into the country at a faster rate. And that's what they're concerned about. That is the system that they have designed.
Yes.
And that is the system that they continue to fund.
Again, that's former acting DHS Secretary and Newsmax contributor Chad Wolf. Look, the White House can call it angry rhetoric, but when Donald Trump met with police in Michigan this week, they confirmed it.
Just today, Livonia police seized 41 kilos of fentanyl and implicated Clinton Township as well. That's enough to kill 10.3 million people. That number sound familiar? That's the number of people in the entire state of Michigan. 41 kilos, and they found it. So thank you for our great law enforcement officers. And I'd like to remind folks, when we had a real president, President Donald J. Trump, on February 9th, 2017, he did something great, Mr. President, Task Force on Crime and Public Safety. And then our placeholder president, Joe Biden, repealed it. He repealed it in January when he first took office, and crime has skyrocketed. There's no better example of what leadership looks like in the White House than our 45th and what will be our 47th president. Thanks for being here.
The Task Force on Crime and Public Safety. You remember that? Yes, repealed by Joe Biden in the first month of his presidency. This is the head of the Police Officers Association of Michigan.
Last week when you went to New York and you attended the viewing of Jonathan Doerr, I just wanted you to know that that brought honor to every police officer, every deputy sheriff, every law enforcement officer, wherever we were in this country. When we saw what you did, it was like, that's cool. That's us. That's a boost for all of us. It was so good. I hope that you'll consider with the Congress and the Senate here that we have that you'll support legislation to make a death penalty for killing a police officer while on duty. And I'll leave you with this. We supported you. We endorsed you in 2016. We were the first guys in Michigan. And you sent me a little video, and we still have it. We're proud to do it. We were there in 2020. And I'll tell you, we're here in 2024, and today, on behalf of 12,000 law enforcement people that the Police Officers Association of Michigan represent, we want you to accept our endorsement for President of the United States.
That was at the Trump for President event in Grand Rapids, Michigan this week. And more from Eric Bolling, who spoke with Donald Trump's former campaign advisor and president of America First Legal, Stephen Miller.
Those last 2 days, two trips Trump made yesterday. He went into Michigan, brought the house down, gets on it, you know, Trump Force One, flies to Wisconsin in snow, lands, and just brings the house down in Wisconsin. Should we call this two-state solution to 2024?
Well, President Trump, just politically speaking, President Trump is making extraordinary inroads into those blue-collar voter blocks in the so-called blue wall that Joe Biden desperately needs if he's going to stay in power. So with President Trump's laser focus on those voters, these are voters who lost their jobs to China, lost their jobs to unfair foreign trade policies, who've been particularly hammered by low-skilled illegal immigration. Donald Trump is speaking with a passion and a focus to those voters. And that's why you heard him talk so brilliantly yesterday about Biden's border bloodbath. The Biden border bloodbath. You're going to hear that phrase over and over and over again between now and November, driving home for voters that Joe Biden's policy hasn't just taken away their jobs, hasn't just taken away their economic opportunity, but is claiming lives, innocent lives in every community in America.
Yeah, and Stephen, the left went apoplectic. Trump called some of the killers. There's a two-year-old boy 2 weeks ago who got shot through the head by an illegal. There's one who got run over by a car. There were two 14-year-olds who were raped. 14-year-old girls were raped by illegals. And then Lake and Riley, and the list goes on and on. So Trump calls these people animals, and the left goes crazy. Stories are written about Trump calling illegals migrants animals. They just can't help themselves. They can't add the context.
Well, Eric, I've got a pretty thick skin. And I have seen a lot, and I've heard a lot, and I've dealt with a lot. I've had the chance, serving President Trump, to spend a lot of time with American families who've lost a husband, wife, or a daughter to illegal aliens set free by Democrats. And when I hear commie progressive staffers typing out social media for the Biden campaign, leaping to the defense of illegal alien murderers, it brings my blood to a fever pitch boil. Donald Trump is standing there talking about monsters who murder children, monsters who rape little kids, and calling them animals. And some 23-year-old Brown University graduate in gender studies typing out online on behalf of Joe Biden, oh my God, Donald Trump just called immigrants animals. This is terrible. You are defending these vile predators when you say that.
So help
Donald
me
Trump
out, Stephen.
Donald Trump is condemning the worst behavior that could ever occur in this world, and you're defending it.
America First legal president Stephen Miller on The Balance last night with Eric Bolling, and it only gets better.
State of the Union, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, say her name, meaning Laken Riley. Then Biden at State of the Union flubs her name, called her Lincoln Riley. But then he says, rightly, that she was killed by an illegal immigrant. 24 hours later, he corrects himself, saying, I should never have called that an illegal immigrant. A murderer who he says, I shouldn't offend this animal. He didn't use the word animal. I did. She shouldn't defend this animal by calling him, shouldn't offend him by calling him an illegal. I mean, can you imagine the middle of America going, these people are killing our kids or raping our children, and you want to protect their feelings?
Joe Biden apologizing to the man, the illegal alien, the monster charged with beating Laken Riley to death is a low point in the already most pathetic, horrendous, horrific presidency that we have had in this country's history. Using the pulpit, the office, the prestige of the American presidency to grovel to an illegal alien charged with a heinous murder of a 22-year-old girl, it should revolt every American to their core. I hope and I pray that the Republican Party raises enough money to play that audio for millions of American voters who aren't going to get it from the legacy corporate press. And let's just be very clear about this. Joe Biden's border bloodbath is stealing the lives of our children, whether it's through crime, whether it is through drugs, whether it is through the economic devastation. Our children, our kids who have their dreams, it's being stolen from them. And I will accept not one word of defense of Joe Biden's policy. And I pray to God that there is a righteous thunder of voting that takes place in the weeks to come to hold this man accountable for his crime against our American family.
Stephen Miller, former Trump campaign advisor and president of America First Legal, on with Eric Bolling. I don't know about you, but I would love, love to see a lot more people, people in high places especially, as angry and as in touch with reality as he is. He is on the money. And that audio should be played all the time, everywhere. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, apologizing to an illegal alien murderer for calling him an illegal alien. I have been saying this for over a year now. Mickey Mouse could be running for president, and all he would need to do, or should need to do, is show video of the border over and over. And let's not forget the border czar, which I've also been saying for well over a year now. Still not being held accountable in any way, shape, or form. This is former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik talking about crime on American Agenda with Katrina Zisch and Bob Brooks.
Keep in mind, we have a vice president in office today, an active vice president that in 2020 was sending Twitter messages out asking people to support and assist in bailing people out of jail that were engaged in violence against police in Portland, in attacks on the Portland courthouse, and other attacks around the country, the vice president of the United States was urging her supporters to go bail those violent prisoners out of jail. That's the kind of administration we're working with. That's what the cops have to deal with today.
Yeah, it's disturbing when the VP made those remarks about that. That was terrifying. Unbelievable here. I'm going to switch some gears, though, Mahek. We know there's many migrants coming across the border. We keep seeing a rise in crime tied to these migrants. Now, look how the liberal media, though, is trying to downplay this. ABC News releasing this article titled, "No Migrants Are Not Driving a Surge in Violent Crime." This article says Trump's anecdotal accounts do not acknowledge the fact that U.S. citizens commit crimes at higher rates than undocumented immigrants. What do you think of the media spin on this?
The media is just flat out lying. I'm so tired of mainstream media. Americans are smarter than ever before. We saw what happened to Laken Riley, a young Georgia nursing student. We saw what happened to Ruby Garcia. This is animalistic, disgusting behavior. These are illegal criminals that are coming to our country that are infiltrating not only our schools, they're getting free handouts, housing. They're treated better than average Americans. I mean, we are now second-class citizens next to Joe Biden's illegal immigrant class. They are now being flown all over the country in these nice planes. It's unbelievable. This is un-American, and the border needs to close immediately.
That's attorney Mahek Cook on American Agenda. And that is not hyperbole, as some would say, or angry rhetoric. Have we given gift cards to homeless Americans at any time that you know of to help them? Have we put them, American citizens, up in hotels aside from when the temperature goes below zero? Are we flying veterans around the country to get help for free? It's an absolute disgrace. And yes, other countries are laughing at us. Even though it was over a week ago, President Biden today is hosting a Greek Independence Day reception at the White House. And he'll probably tell some story about how he's Irish, but he's also part Greek. And yesterday, Nebraska State Senator Mike McDonnell, a Democrat since 1984, announced that he's becoming a Republican. After three down days, Wall Street starting out in the green today. Tomorrow, don't forget, is the big non-farm payroll report, the jobs report. Remember what I said on Monday, 216,000. That's the magic number. More than 216,000 jobs added, good news, but then they may not lower interest rates. Less than 216,000 jobs, I mean significantly less, that would be bad news, but that might lead them to cutting interest rates. A good news, bad news scenario. And there's plenty of it. Keep up with all of it on Newsmax all day, every day, available on most major cable systems like AT&T, Cox Cable, Comcast, Fios, Mediacom, Spectrum, Suddenlink, and many others, as well as Dish and DirecTV. And make sure you're streaming on Newsmax Plus. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts, like The Balance with Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly Reports, Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Greta Van Susteren, and more, and fantastic analysis from people like Chad Wolf, Governor Mike Huckabee, Hogan Gidley, Carrie Lake, Judge Napolitano, and many others. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Enjoy the rest of your day, maybe eat a burrito, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.